Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah! Look at that! Come on!
I love it when a plan comes together. Happy Monday, everybody. Ben and Woods. 97.3, The Fan. How about those San Diego Padres bringing a smile to everybody's face this weekend, winning the World Series, as it were, against the Colorado Rockies. Whoo! Man, I love it when my reverse psychology works. Not for you guys, it's for me. I do it to protect myself. Like, oh, we're going to get bodied by the Rockies. I know it's coming. I'm going to brace myself. It's not what happened at all. Colorado Rockies never even touched the plate this weekend, which is just staggering to think about.
27 goose eggs on the scoreboard.
Absolutely incredible work. Now, part...
Just all those eggs.
Their eggs are coming. Relax, Shecky Green. This dude, since the roast, has been firing off jokes in the tech. He is really feeling... We'll get to the roast. The roast was unbelievable,
roast
by
was
the way.
Cool,
the roast was so much fun. He really is. He's taking an insane amount of pleasure in being able to smash an egg on my head. But we have run into a problem. You've got a problem.
Oh.
The problem is.
You got a problem.
I know I do, Saw. The problem is that, yes, eggs are expensive, but Ben makes, he has two jobs. He makes tons of money. He's filthy rich. Ben can afford eggs, and he can afford to waste eggs as well.
Pasture-raised organic ones, in fact.
I noticed there's a sticker on there that's 25% off.
I took the 25% off option when it was available to me last night.
Are they rotten eggs?
They're going to be rotten eggs soon.
You didn't say anything about rotten versus non-rotten.
I mean, they're not
eggs.
Rotten yet. What day is today? They're
14th.
Not rotten until tomorrow. That's fine.
Are you kidding me?
They're fresh still.
You bought discounted eggs.
I figured, like, I mean, they were $10 before the discount,
okay.
So it's hardly cheap. But 25% off, they were down to $7.50, which was, by a couple of cents, the cheapest option available at Vaughn's.
Okay, so we've got, I said, man, I would let you guys smash an egg on my head, or two, one apiece, if the Padres sweep the Rockies somehow. I'm thinking there's no way, just based on, you know, how things are going, you know, or how things have gone. I should say things are going really well for the San Diego Padres. But how things have gone, they always find a way to at least scratch one out against us. And they sure didn't, man. They came into Petco Park and got their asses handed to them by our San Diego Padres. So here's the thing. we can't do it in the studio. We just can't. Our engineers would come up behind me and slit my throat and give me a Colombian necktie.
I agree with that. We can't do it in the studio.
That would be good radio. Me getting a Colombian necktie live on the air. I mean, they would kill us. And I'm not in the mood to get chewed out by Michael, our boss, Adam, our boss, JR, our engineer. I just am not in the mood on a Monday. So we have to do it. I'm willing to do it. I don't care. I'm not dodging it or ducking it. Yeah, I'm into it. I didn't want to spread the Goodfellas plastic on the ground either. That's a lot of work.
Still not going to work. We can't cover all the equipment and the electronics and everything. And it's just going to be, it would be a mess.
So we can go to the bathroom, perhaps. We can post the video, whatever you guys want. But it will happen. They will slap an egg on my head today, and I will wear an egg.
I'm not actually excited about it or going to take that much pleasure in it. I do feel like I feel like your dooming about the Colorado Rockies deserves some consequences, though. You were so worked up about the Colorado Rockies coming to
town. Of course.
Not only did the Padres sweep, didn't give up a single run the entire season.
Correct.
Couldn't have gone any better.
I don't know if it was dooming. I think it's, again, it's just emotional insurance.
Your reverse psychology.
Yeah, right? It's emotional insurance. They're a better team. I know that. But we've seen much better teams get bodied by the Colorado Rockies.
But I think a lot of San Diego more worried than they needed to be about that series.
Good. That's my entire goal, is to do that. Look, man, 13-3 is amazing. It's amazing. It's incredible. It should be celebrated. Then again, you're also not going to come in and rip your shirt off and get, you know, World Series 2025 tattooed on your arm.
Tenth of the way through the season, things are going well.
This team has shown so much fight and resilience and so much fun that I'd love this pace to keep going. I also am a realist. I know that it won't. Baseball doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. So there's a lot to unpack. Very happy for the guys. Very proud of the guys. I was talking to my dad this morning. I think he's got one foot out and one foot in. He's like, Yankees are pretty boring to watch. Really find myself watching more of the Padres. I go, I'm telling you, Pops, I'm telling you, they get in the bloodstream and it's hard to. He goes, you guys are such a fun team. I go, yeah, it's really cool to see 26 guys playing as a team. That's the dream. Man, they may flame out. They may lose in the World Series. You just never know. But you cannot deny unequivocally that this team is a friggin' blast to watch and root for. They're so easy to root for, man. So I will get the eggs to the face, no problem. We'll figure out when and where to do it. I'd love to do it right here and just wear it for a whole segment. You guys know I would do that for you. You know I would.
What if we just carefully, like,
cracked it?
Cracked it right on your forehead.
Where's it going to go?
And that's the thing, is where's it going to go? Where did it go?
Run down your face.
I'll let it happen, but you have to be there to clean it up.
That's why I suggested we bring a garbage bag and cut a hole and
still,
wear that.
I mean, it's still going to run off onto
the floor. It's going to run off onto my chair, onto the floor, the keyboard, the microphone.
I do worry about that. That was always a concern in the studio.
So I will do it. You guys know, the only thing I will not do is drink a raw egg. I will not do that. Like, crack it in my mouth. If you want to see the equipment really get ruined... That scene in Rocky when he does it makes me retch every single time. Friole says it sounds like I'm ducking. I swear to God I'm not ducking, dude.
There will be a video of it.
I don't want to get my ass chewed in the studio. I just don't. I don't want to wreck this equipment. I don't want to be that guy. So, a lot of people this weekend. Holy cow. Everywhere we went, how'd the roast go? 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 We had... the time of our lives. We really did. Paulie, do you have the picture of Benny and I? So we got our tuxes, the whole thing. You played golf Friday. I actually went home Friday and spent a decent amount of time trying to pare it down. We had a bunch of notes. I had to put those things together, make it flow a little bit. I actually had a lot of fun doing it, paring it down to try to get the best of the best. So again, if you'd missed the story, we were roasting my father-in-law. It's his 75th birthday. My mother-in-law, I'll do anything to make her happy. I love her to death. She's amazing. She asked me to do it. I said, yes.
She puts on a heck of a party.
I mean, are you kidding me? That party was unbelievable, dude. Look, It's the upper crust of the upper crust, right?
One of the best carving stations I have ever experienced in my life.
Full sushi experience, guys in their chop cutting up fresh sushi. It was unbelievable. So we show up. Now, the party started at 6. We didn't get there till 6:45, 6:50. We did not want to be lingering around, pacing and getting nervous. And so we got there. We ran over our thing a couple of times. We had a cocktail, a shot of tequila each. And man, 7:30 hit right on time. Ladies and gentlemen, from 97.3 The Fan, Ben and Woods. We walk up on stage. Scott's up there in the big throne. I thought we let him have it pretty good. Now, we understood the assignment, correct?
We did, yes.
We did.
Yes. His friends, there's some question as to whether they totally got the meaning of the word roast.
When I tell you, Paulie, that there was not really one roast from four roasters.
Oh, boy.
So it makes your job as the roast master a little difficult. So I go up. We introduce ourselves. I just come out swinging. So, look, it's a very rich white party. So I started the roast off with, good evening, Mar-a-Lago. And I've got some laughs. Where's Tucker Carlson? Is he here? Oh, there he is. Good to see you, Tucker. And Ben goes right for the throat, Paulie. When I say for the throat, I mean you couldn't have gone more for the throat. Says, we are here to roast Scott Glenn, a.k.a. the man who will never fill the shoes of Lauren Nancaro. And I saw Kathleen Bade, formerly of Fox 5, in the crowd go, ooh, oh, my God! And I just put my head down and went, oh, no. And he goes, oh, and here he is, another a guy that will never fill the shoes of Lauren Nancaro, Stephen Woods, my radio partner. It was, it's how you do it. You come out, kick him right in the nuts.
For those who are newer to the San Diego scene, Lauren was a beloved San Diego television institution. I worked with them for many years at Channel 10. Then he was at Fox 5.
Yeah.
And he was married to Susie.
Yep, my mother-in-law.
Hannah's mother-in-law, who is now... He passed away from cancer, and she has remarried Scott, who's also fantastic. But
he's incredible.
The point was that everyone, of course, loved Lauren.
We're all second place here. Scott and I share that. We get it. We get it. We totally get it. And so Ben comes out. It was incredible. Well, we bring on the first roaster. I won't do names.
You don't have to do names.
But
right.
We bring out the first roaster. Paulie, here it is. Hey. Yeah. Man, remember that time we went on that trip? That was crazy. Am I lying, by the way? Am I exaggerating?
Wasn't just the first one either.
He says, I remember one time Scott and I and some other... white, rich friends. We did like a city slickers experience. And I remember we had to like ride in like a dirty carriage. That was crazy. That was Paulie. I'm not joking. So he drags on for, I said, keep it 5 minutes. He drags on about 14 minutes.
Oh my God.
Then this MF-er right here on my left, your Ben Higgins, get off the stage. I'm just going to call this guy Bill. Ben walks on stage. He goes, truly scathing, Bill, like that, and the room just goes nuts. So then the next guy comes up. He was pretty cool. He was a cool guy. He'd known Scott. So my joke about him was, oh, you know, he's a true friend. He's been friends with Scott before he made money. He was like, when Scott was poor, they were friends. He was actually really good and sweet.
And people like that line too. That was a good one.
He was really sweet, and he actually threw some roasts in. So then we get to the third speaker. Now, the third speaker, like, runs a couple of Scott's companies, and he's very rich and very put together. Now, Paulie, he didn't write me back one time.
Oh.
I didn't know if this guy was alive,
dead. He didn't show up.
I didn't know if he was alive, dead, interested in coming. Never wrote me back. Never said, I'll be there. Here's what I'm planning. He's CEO of this. So he's a CEO type. He's decked out suit. You know, smoke show wife, just sitting there ready to rock. He walks up, he's like, and so I'm making fun of him. I'm like, this guy, don't know if he's alive or dead. This is the first I've ever seen of him. Please welcome to stage, blah, blah, blah. Walks up, he goes, Yeah, I never, sorry I didn't respond to one of your 800 emails, bro. And I was like, oh God, here we go. And then here's his roast.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, here's his roast. Hey, man, Scott, been through a lot. I had one time, man, remember that time we had to, remember that cash call we did? That was nuts. That was nuts. We had that meeting and we went to that guy's house. Remember that? When we went to that guy's house and we had to like, remember when we had much money we had to ask him for?
Talk about the thing at the place.
That was crazy. That was absolutely crazy. Anyway, man, nuts. Just crazy. Ben and I are behind the stage going, oh my God, wrap it up. Then Ben walks out and he goes, what'd you say?
Said, ah, now I know why they call the CEO the comedians of the corporate world.
So good. I'm just taking shot after shot at the rich white men. And then we bring up the last roaster. You do this one. I can't. I pounded this guy and no one laughed. So I don't care.
Can I use a name? Because
yeah,
I don't think it's going
to
make a lot of sense. So one of Scott's business partners a long time is former Chargers kicker Ralph Benerschke. Ralph is such a fantastic guy. We knew that he was never going to be able to truly roast Scott because Ralph is just too nice.
He's too nice.
And we knew this was going to be the case. So I decided if anyone's going to get roasted, I'm just going to have to go all in on Ralph. So we start out and I said, this guy is a born and bred San Diegan, all through and through, who happens to be a member of the Los Angeles Chargers Hall of Fame. And then Woods jumps in and goes, can you resign from a Hall of Fame? Because you really should.
Yeah, you absolutely should resign from that one. Well, then we knew what was coming with Ralph. Ralph is very big into the IBS community. He suffers from IBS. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone, certainly.
Colitis. His story is pretty gnarly if you go back and see his career and what he dealt with intestinally while he was an NFL player.
My father-in-law has helped in that space a lot. And so, but I made like a doo-doo joke. It didn't land. Yeah. But the thing is,
his wrong crowd, maybe? I don't know.
His roast was entirely about his own IBS and the effects of it. So that was the whole thing. We came up. Scott was really kind to us at the end, put his arms around us, and gave us each a Dodger scarf that he put around our necks. We took it off immediately. We sold it back to him for $5 million each because he's very wealthy. And it was a blast. We had so much fun. But here's the thing. Our price tag for this thing is through the roof. So if you're listening right now, ooh, I want Ben and Woods to roast somebody in my life, it's going to cost you a fortune because we got paid a fortune for this thing. I'm not joking. Like, we cleaned house on this thing.
Unless you're with the IRS, and then we did it for free.
I did that as a charitable exempt donation for the IRS, as far as if you're listening. But we had such a great time. It was so fun to be in tuxedos. You feel like a superhero in a tuxedo, don't you?
We looked pretty sharp.
I thought we looked pretty sharp.
Said, anytime anyone ever asks for a new Ben and Woods picture, that's the only one they're ever getting. Doesn't matter. This is the new Ben and Woods picture.
Bro, it was, Paulie, four roasters, no roast jokes. Navigate that the whole time. I mean, none of these guys understood the assignment at all. And it's a testament, too, to my father-in-law, who's really tough to roast. Like, hey, your house is massive. You have so much money. What a loser. Like, so cool. Dude.
Plus, you're still a good person.
Yeah,
and
you're a
likes
great
you,
guy,
yeah.
And everybody loves you, and you're so generous and patient. What a dick. Like, it was such a good time. So that was the roast. I really think we crushed it. I really do.
I had a lot of fun.
I did, too.
And I was very nervous, very nervous.
You crushed it.
And
you
I would
great.
Say within, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. It
started
was all
feeling
over.
Pretty comfortable up there.
Hey.
And I give you some credit for that. You're good at making me feel at ease.
Well, I got a lot of the groans, like the because I had so much fun like attacking them. You know what I mean? Like I had really a lot of fun making fun of rich white people. And those are your people.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? These, oh, yeah. It wasn't really my people.
I mean, you knew all the people.
That's true. But that's more your...
They're my people.
That's your people.
Cosmically.
Yes, exactly. But you did such a good job, dude. I was so proud of you, man. You crushed it. Like, you were meant to be a roast MC. Was really good.
I think we know the assignment today, and it involves quite a bit of Padres talk over the weekend. We will set the menu for the Monday edition of Ben and Woods. Tell you what we got coming up on the program today. Stick around. Kelly's got her first check of traffic. We're glad to be back with you on a Monday morning. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We got a busy Monday show for you, so let's get to it and set the menu. I first want to go all the way back to Friday, though. Got the bad news about Jake Cronenworth going on the injured list with a non-displaced fracture of his rib.
Uh-huh.
Incredible that he actually played through it for a few days. Hit a home run.
My God.
After taking that pitch to the ribs, kidney
player.
Area.
It's a hockey player.
Yeah. He's tough, but this is probably something that's going to take more than 10 days to heal, unfortunately. I've seen various estimates of 2 to 4 weeks, up to 6 to 8 weeks, possibly, which is a real bummer for Jake. I'm sure he's going to do everything he can to get back on the field as soon as possible, but there's not much you can do to make a bone heal faster when it's cracked.
I mean, a rib, too. Like, you can't breathe. You definitely can't swing. You don't want to slide. You don't want to throw. That's just not – you're just kind of at its mercy. Which is such a bummer. But, you know, having Iglesias there, that's why you got him, and he'll fill in nicely.
He stepped up this weekend,
absolutely,
to be sure. And, of course, we've got our Padres wrap up coming up in our next segment. We'll go over yesterday's 6-0 win and then work our way back through the weekend of a completely dominating pitching performance by the San Diego Padres.
I want to go through the timeline on the Cronenworth injury, too, because I saw, I mean, there's one, if there's one way to get this fan base riled up is to speculate one thing and then another thing completely out of left field happens, right? Like Schulte talked about it. And again, I want to go through the timeline again because he was like, yeah, you know, he could be ready for Friday and he has a broken rib. People get upset about that. And I don't think it's that uncommon. I think that that's, isn't that how all teams pretty much handle their injuries?
Yeah, he's day to day.
Day to day, and then we got imaging, and actually, no, it's broken.
Well, they said the same thing about Tatis, and he was, in fact, ready for Friday and Saturday and hit home runs in both games. So sometimes you're right, and
sometimes you're wrong.
Sometimes you're wrong about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a big conspiracy or anything like that. And I saw a lot of people like eating their own faces about it on Friday. There's so much more with this team that I worry about. That's kind of the last of it. You know, I know they have the players' best interests at heart.
Does it not make sense to people that Jake gets hit? They do a pretty full medical evaluation of him, and sometimes in the initial evaluation, you have some swelling and some fluids, and it obscures perhaps some of the readings and the diagnosis, but otherwise you don't see anything that looks like it's particularly concerning. Just give him a couple days, he should be fine. But then when the swelling goes down a bit and you're able to do more imaging, okay, now it shows up. He's got essentially a crack in one of his ribs, and there's not much you can do about that other than wait for the thing to heal.
Maybe it's age and wisdom. It doesn't make me pucker like it used to, even perhaps. Like it just doesn't get my skin crawling. I kind of understand it. You know, I do. I kind of understand it. And, you know, you feel however you want about it. I think these guys, and look, there's been some weird ones over the years, right? The Jerkson Profar, like, wasn't he concussed and playing a couple of games? And like, it just, sometimes you listen to the player. You know, you listen to the player and you're like, I need to maybe.
Who else can you listen to?
It's exactly right. Exactly.
If the imaging is inconclusive and the player says, I think I'm good enough to go.
Yeah.
Who are you to say, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, then you'll just be keeping everybody out all the time and you're trying baseball games. So, yeah, you usually let them go out there when they say they're okay.
Yeah. And so, obviously hope for the best for Crony to get him back out there, sooner than later. But again, that's why you got Iglesias. Really nice depth piece for the Padres.
In the 7 o'clock hour.
Final.
I'll need to talk about what was one of the most compelling sporting events I've ever watched. Yesterday's final round of the Masters was incredible theater, incredible drama, with Rory McIlroy choking and then coming through in the clutch and then choking again and then clutching up again and choking and clutching. It was truly mind-blowing. I know you didn't really get to see it because you guys were playing your game, but it was incredible theater. We'll talk a little golf in our 7 o'clock hour. More Padres, go back through the weekend. We can talk about our visit to the entertainment suite Saturday night.
Fun
that was
night.
Really cool. It was the same night that Don and Mudd were broadcasting from the Western Metal Supply Company building, and another, of course, shutout win for the San Diego Padres. And then all of our regular features, of course, it is a Friar Monday with Dennis Lynn, our Lynn-sider, our Ben and Woods, Padres Lynn-sider Dennis Lynn from The Athletic is going to join us at 8:35 this morning. We got a game of Take on Woods for you, continuing to qualify contestants for the trip to Las Vegas and the concert tickets to Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. And we also have a new giveaway. Is this all week long, Paulie? Pair of tickets to the Warren Haynes Band at Humphrey's Concerts by the Bay.
One pair per day.
On May 14th. So sometime during the show, just keep listening. And you'll have a chance to win some concert tickets.
So five people will win tickets this week with us. One of those five will be a grand prize winner, and you're going to get the premium fan package for the Warren Haynes Band, access to the pre-show, sound check, and all that. So four will have regular tickets and one gets the grand prize.
All right. So qualify and call in, win, and maybe get the grand prize at the end of the week. So that's pretty much our show. We will get things started with the highlights from Jesse and Tony, our Padres. Wrap up for a Monday morning and a lot of loving winning when we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Speaking of winning, Underdog just became one of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs with their Extender promo. With the Extender, you can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. Start a playoff series by using your game one boost. Continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boosts. Tons of fans already won tons of money making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? All you have to do, download the app, choose whether a player will higher or lower on their stats, like points, assists, rebounds, much more. It's kind of a layup, guys. Very, very fun to play. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So all you got to do, download the Underdog app, sign up with the promo code Woods, and unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Use promo code Woods. When you do, must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing I know about my co-host over here. He doesn't welch on bets.
Never.
He just doesn't. I don't know why anyone is worried.
I don't think I've ever welched on a bet in my whole life.
I really feel like it's just would crush your soul to ever feel like someone thought you were a bet welcher.
Oh, bro. Always pay my
bets. He's a stand-up guy. He always pays his debts.
Yeah.
And he will wear some eggs at some point. We just have to logistically figure out how to do it without getting fired. How happy would you all be if you saw Woods get some eggs, but we were all like fired or suspended for weeks?
How messy could it be? Damaging. Actually, just do it.
It's pretty messy.
Just do it.
I mean, just do it. I'll wear it. Pretty messy.
Literally. Pretty messy. You can see how peer pressure worked on me when I was a kid. Right?
I see that, yes. I'm not going to succumb to it because I don't want to get in trouble.
He says,
I'll do it right now. Give me an egg.
The egg needs to have an ASAP. You can't just promise something like that, Woodsy, and then delay it. Count it down, Paul. It needs to happen live on air, not a post-show video. Go outside and do it.
Let's at least find some towels in the prize closet.
We're on the sixth floor of a... We're doing a live radio show.
Something to put under you before it gets up. Yeah. I mean, remember how mad... I got in so much trouble just because I rocked my chair around too much, and it caused damage to the carpet.
You did?
Yeah, remember that? No. Jerry, they like put a whole...
What'd you do to it?
...screen in here. It's they take this stuff seriously in our studio.
Well, as they should.
As they should. It'll happen.
It's very expensive equipment.
We'll figure it out. First, though, we're going to get to our Padres wrap up. All the highlights from yesterday's 6-0 win over the Colorado Rockies. Padres making some history along the way. Coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow. And I want to go deep.
Now the 0-2, Gonzalez hits it through the left side and a base hit. Arise rounding third, going to try and score. Veen's throw to the plate is not in time. Machado ends up at third, and it's another run scoring hit for Gonzalez. Padres take a 1-0 lead. Starting at first base this afternoon, Freeland's first pitch lined into left field, a base hit. That will plate Machado. Back-to-back RBI singles for Gonzalez and Gurriel, and it's 2-0 here in the first. Look at Gonzalez, now the 1-1. And that's reached for, hit in the air towards right center field. Long run, Moniak, not going to get there. Cuts it off right in front of the warning track. But Gonzalez has scored. Gurriel's going to try. Here's the relay, not in time. A two-run double for Jose Iglesias. And a 4-0 Padre lead. No balls, two strikes. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field. Martini charging in on the run. Slides forward, bobbled it, lost it. And Manny's going to come in to score. 6-0 Padres. Looked like Martini kind of had it in the breadbasket, but it squirted out. And the Padres able to add on here in the seventh. Here's career high pitch number 110, grounded to third base. Machado's got it. Flip to second one. Bogaerts to first in time. And a double play to end the game. Michael King with a two-hit shutout. His first career complete game. And not only do the Padres sweep the Rockies, they shut them out over the entire weekend. First time in franchise history, they sweep a three-game series and do not allow a single run.
I mean, you can't be much better than that. I mean, that's just top of the line, grade A, you know, ace stuff. I mean, in command the whole way. Not a stress inning. Not even a deeper inning, and from a pitch count standpoint, pretty dispersed. So he was fantastic.
Man, can I just say that I love you, Michael King. I love watching you pitch. You are a delight to when he's on, he has the stuff to be the best pitcher in baseball on any given day. I don't know that you can
This is Michael King.
I don't know if you can say that about more than 10 people in the big leagues. I mean, when he is firing on all cylinders, he has the stuff to be
firing more often than not.
100%.
Certainly has been the last couple of seasons. I can't remember if it was Scan or Sammy who asked him after the game.
Scammy.
Did you know?
Samlin.
Did you know in the bullpen before that you had the stuff?
It was trash.
He goes, my bullpen was garbage.
He said it was trash.
It was trash.
Yeah. I loved it.
It's no idea.
Usually works that way.
The worse you are in your bullpen before the game, the better you are actually.
You ever
in the game.
Stripe the ball off the range
every
and you get
time.
Out there and then vice versa? Yeah. Like, I can't hit anything. You actually have a decent round. It's really
exactly.
Weird.
He was terrific. Now 3-0 after his first career complete game and shutout, both at the same time. Two hits, a walk, 8 strikeouts. Just fantastic. Let's be honest, though. It was against a Colorado Rockies lineup that very few teams have had worse offensive series than the Colorado Rockies did. And Chris Ella was making the point. Others did as well. If it weren't for Kyle Farmer?
Yeah, until midway, I can't remember.
Late in the game on Saturday.
Late in the game on Saturday. He's the only one that had a hit.
Martini had a bloop hit. He was the first guy to have a hit other than Kyle Farmer in the series. And there really wasn't much after that. It was truly one of the most brutal offensive performances a team has put together in a three-game series. And the Colorado Rockies are awful. I mean, I don't know if they'll be as bad as the White Sox were last year, but they're pretty, pretty bad.
It's so funny, though, because I did see a lot of mostly Dodger fans. Like, it's the Rockies, bro. It's the Rockies. Again, no ball. And know that the Colorado Rockies have owned this franchise for a decade, right? And they have played down to the Rockies so many times, including last year. And it was like one of our biggest keys to the season, like the dumb, hey, what are your keys to the Padres being successful this year? Everyone to a man in this room said, beat up on the Rockies, beat up on the middling teams, right? If you lose a series to the Dodgers or the Cubs or the Diamondbacks. Oh, it's okay, right? Beat the crap out of the middling teams. And they took the assignment and they understood the assignment and they did it. That's exactly what we needed from them.
It was such a big deal last year to win the season series against the Dodgers for the first time in 15 years or whatever it was. And that was great. But that kind of cancels each other out
when you
get bodied by the teams that you're supposed to be.
100%. And there was no, I mean, these guys came out, they pitched well, they played great defense, they hit timely hitting. The reserves, the guys that shouldn't really be in there every day that are now having to be, they're coming through. I mean, I was thinking about it this morning driving in, Benny. Pete Crow Armstrong hit 2 home runs last night. That's one more home run than Xander Bogaerts and Manny Machado have combined. Right? You're getting this without, I mean, man, he's hitting the ball really well. So is Xander.
But they're both producing.
But like, think about it. You're not getting these world beater seasons from the top of your lineup. Tatis is obviously coming into his own the last few days. But think about who's getting it done for this team, man. It is the Jason Haywards, the Iglesias, the Oscar Gonzalez the last couple of days. It's really, really special. Yuli Gurriel with a knock yesterday in an RBI. That's the cool part, is it's 1 through 9. You can count on the next man up. It's really, really cool.
And the Padres keeping it rolling even through the injuries to Jackson Merrill and Jake Cronenworth, thanks to guys like Jose Iglesias, who had a really big weekend. It's probably going to be starting every day for the time being. You mentioned Haywards, the home run on Saturday, but
so cool,
what a great
to see
at-bat yesterday to get that sacrifice fly.
Yep.
To add on professional at-bat by Haywards. Oscar Gonzalez has come up and performed well. So you're getting the 1-26 that Mike Shildt always talks about. Truly the sign of a team. It's a team effort for the San Diego Padres, and sure, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. is more than carrying his weight. He now has almost 1,100 OPS this season.
It's most dynamic player in baseball.
Or almost 1,000 OPS. He's right. I mean, he's really been fantastic. The defensive plays he made on Saturday night, we can get to all of that. But Tatis has been truly marvelous out of the leadoff spot for the San Diego Padres. And yesterday, you know, you even get the added benefit of getting to rest your bullpen with Michael King going the distance. Not that the bullpen has been overtaxed, but you've had games where you had to go to the Morejon, Estrada, Adam, Suarez well, quite a few times this year, and to give them a full day off with the Cubs now coming to town after they had a really good series against the Dodgers. They took 2 of 3 in L.A. You mentioned Pete Crow Armstrong is hot after his 2 home runs, but they had to use their back end of the bullpen to ice down that win last night. So Padres will have a little bit of an edge as they go into this series tonight with Game 1 against the Cubs in a big series. After dropping 2 of 3 in Chicago, you want to at least win this series and split the season series. And Dylan Cease will be looking to bounce back tonight as well after his poor outing his last time out against the Athletics, going up against Jameson Taillon at 6:40 tonight.
A beardless Dylan
That's
Cease,
right.
Who did shave the beard as we speculated and recommended. I didn't know he was going full bore. I figured he would at least leave the stash. Jarring to see the picture. It looked like a naked, like a muskrat, when he was leaning back in his locker. I go, oh, he really went for it. He went the whole distance on that.
Do you feel like he's less intimidating without facial hair on the mound?
Yes.
Isn't that a bad thing? And then again, Michael King ain't exactly the
yeah, but he wasn't coming from some
looking guy. He's got a really handsome
he
face.
Didn't have some cool Doc Holliday mustache like Dylan Cease did.
Perhaps the facial hair has no impact on how you pitch at all.
Probably doesn't.
It's possible.
Much like a radio host's words have no impact either. It needs to be Dylan Cease. If you're Dylan Cease, you're like, I can't be the weak link in this rotation. Like I have.
I mean, those don't look like we have a side by side of bearded and beardless Dylan Cease.
It looks like a different human.
They don't look like the same people. Like, I don't. Do you think his phone would still unlock?
He looks kind of like the villain in a movie.
He does.
Started out with the beard and then shaved it for his true villain era.
And the right side looks like a guy that's fallen on real hard times. Real hard times, you know?
What happens when your face changes so much that your phone doesn't unlock
anymore? I don't know. You have to use your code. You have to plug in manually your code.
Every single time, you gotta reset my face.
6969, 6969. get you right back in. 420, 420. They let you right back in, buddy.
So the history that was made by the San Diego Padres, certainly first time they have ever shut out a team over the course of a 3-game series in franchise history. And it's only been done, 30-plus times in baseball history that a team has been shut out an entire season. First time since 2017 when Cleveland did it to Kansas City. 34 consecutive scoreless innings now, going back to the Athletics series during the 4-game winning streak for the San Diego Padres. But the one that was truly, you had to dig deep, and I think it was Sarah Langs who came up with this one. The Padres are the first team since the 1875 St. Louis Brown Stockings to have 6 shutouts and allow less than 12 runs at home in their first 10 home games.
I am so happy with the way that they've played at Petco Park. I mean, it's just been outstanding. It's been outstanding. Like
10-0, by the way.
It's just insane. And you know, They're doing exactly what we said that they needed to do. They're starting out hot. They're beating the middling teams. Not only are they beating them, they're handling business, and everybody is doing it. Everybody is helping out. This isn't two guys carrying this ball club, man. It's so refreshing to watch. It's just like the most fun. I know we've been beating this dead horse, but like, they're just such a fun team to watch every night.
It's still so early.
Yeah,
but
of course.
You say it whether it's in April, you say it whether it's September, like at any point in any baseball season, the mantra is take care of business at home, go 500 on the road.
Sure.
This team has gone above and beyond that because they've been perfect at home, 10-0, and then you go 3-3 on the road like you're supposed to.
I mean, and they've talked about it for years, like a couple of years at least, of like, yeah, man, we want to do it for the fan, the 45,000 strong at Petco Park, and it's like, yeah, I didn't always see that, right? You didn't see it in 23. You saw some of it last year. They always talked about the crowd being, every post-game interview is, you guys pushed us through. We couldn't have won that game without you. And you're seeing that a lot. So shout out to everyone going and filling Petco Park every single night. You know, every night it's 45,000, 46,000. Like, it is just, I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's a madhouse. Like, getting down to Petco Park is a bit of a madhouse these days. I had quite the experience on Saturday.
The early offense has also been big.
100%.
With runs in the first inning. I think they've scored 18 runs in the first inning, and they've scored in 8 of their 16 games right off the bat. I mean, let's be honest, that game was over after the first inning yesterday. You're up 4-0 against a team with no offense and Michael King on the mound. If you're in that Rockies dugout, I mean, you try to keep a
positive,
keep your chin up, but you've got to know that, okay, we just lost this series and got swept because what are the chances we're coming back from a 4-run deficit against
off this guy?
This guy?
Yeah.
Really, after what we did the last 2 days?
So
seems
happy.
Really, really unlikely.
So happy. You know, you obviously want to keep the momentum rolling right now as long as you can. Stack as many wins. Those wins are so huge come August and September. They really are. It gives you a little bit of breathing room. And look, this wave is not going to last forever. It never does in a baseball season. It's not. But
13-3. No.
I'm having such a fun time. I'm really enjoying this ride.
Right and, you know, now. The Padres have had a lot of, 10 of their first 16 games have been at home. That won't happen. You'll have some really long East Coast gnarly road trips where you're happy to scrape around 500 on some of those later in the season. So you do have to make hay when the schedule, is to your advantage.
Got to do it.
You get an injured Braves team. You get to face the A's. You get to face,
the Rockies.
The Rockies at home when they're, ice cold. You have to take advantage of these opportunities. And the opportunity presented itself early this season for the Padres to get off to a fast start. And they have.
We'll talk some injuries, too. Brandon Lockridge went down yesterday. Haven't gotten an update on him yet. Ask Dennis Lynn about some of this at 8:35 as well.
I thought yesterday, final round of the Masters, though, was fascinating from a character standpoint. Like, what does it mean to be clutch? And what Rory McIlroy did was unbelievable. We'll talk about that and more coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.